In a great column, Judge Andrew Napolitano reminded that throughout history, free people have been willing to accept the devil's bargain of trading liberty for safety when they are fearful. This devil's bargain's repeated time and again, and it's true that sometimes, rarely, a specific temporary surrendering of some liberty to authority to fight an imminent threat is warranted, but the bar for such action should be extremely high. Did the people who pushed hard all week for a statewide closure of all restaurant dining rooms offer empirical evidence that serving food in well-spaced dining rooms is any more of a threat for viral spread than people coming up one after another all day and getting takeout handed them by a waiter of a different type? Is there truly any less exposure, epidemiologically speaking, when hundreds line up in a drive-thru lane and each one of them interacts with various restaurant employees at an open window who in turn interact with hundreds more still coming up to the window all day and night? If such evidence exists, I saw none of it presented or noted in any of the media stories pushing this extra lockdown on people's freedom, which is putting millions instantly out of work and likely bankrupting thousands of small businesses. A high bar means that Governor Abbott and local leaders should not act as sheeple themselves, herded by the public panic and corresponding political pressure, but should back any decisions which trample on our rights with evidence based in sound science and not solely upon a group of unknown so-called experts, common sense, or opinion. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.